Fried rice has become a delicacy for most Ghanaians, but this afternoon what would normally turn out to be a good lunch turned sour when a gas cylinder being used by a fast food operator exploded, causing serious burns to 16 people, including the operator, his staff and clients. The incident took place at the Ashaiman traffic light just opposite the offices of the Ghana National Fire Service. Augustus Akwe spoke to Bubu Klinogo, who arrived at the scene moments after the incident occurred.
I had information that there was fire outbreak at Ashaiman traffic light. So when I got to the place, I saw the whole place inundated by hundreds of people, onlookers, watching. And a careful look survey of the place showed burnt stores around. According to an eyewitness, the fire started at about 1:30 when people had come to eat. It is a fast food joint being operated by some young guys. According to them, the gas cylinder is placed outside just opposite some adjoining stores. When I spoke to an eyewitness, he told me they were around. All of a sudden, they heard a boom sound and they rushed the place. They saw that it was a gas cylinder that exploded. Immediately, they called the fire service men who were just opposite. But the fire was so intense that they couldn't prevent it from spreading to other places. One eyewitness told me it took about 2 hours for the fire to be brought under control.
Radio Ghana spoke to a fire station officer, Joseph Vanini, who confirmed the incident. He spoke to Augustus Zappi.
The fire station faces the main road leading to Tema. This afternoon, though we were outside, when we saw a smoke emanating from one of the provision stores. Because we have a fire tender around, we mobilized our men and then quickly, they went there. So when we went, we lay our hoses and we start fighting the fire. And because of the explosion of the cylinder, the fire has spread quickly. And the structures over there too are all wooden structures and cured. And then the metal source. So the provisions in the source too are combustible materials like oil, solid walls, and so on and so forth. So when fighting the fire, we got to know that the fire has started from a nearby fast food cellar who was using the cylinders, and through the leakage, the cylinder got exploded and then spread. And after spreading, because there were human beings involved, were able to contain the fire, but 16 of the people were injured seriously and were sent to the Tema General Hospital. And what we want to tell the public is that, in fact, using this home use of cylinders is causing harm to the public. So therefore, we are appealing to the people of Ghana that we should stop using imported cylinders. Rather, we use the Ghana-made cylinders so that we can curtail the rapid outbreak of fires around. And that particular place, we have conducted several exercises with them, advising them that the way the place is, they should see, as they will know.
Did you get the specifics of the victims? Who are they? Are they all males?
They are all males who are working around. And most of them too are working in that fast food place, or for that matter, the container.
So what is the scene now?
The scene now is cool. We have combat the fire. Only you see a lot of people having a look at the situation.
Have the police been there?
Yes, the police came to our aid.
Station officer Joseph Vanini in that interview with Augustus Afri.